Alcohol and Substance Abuse Counseling for DUIs. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 7, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is alcohol and substance abuse screening and counseling for DUIs. In Arizona, a person would have to go through at least a screening session for possible alcohol or drug counseling under two circumstances. The first of which is if the motor vehicle department, the MVD, commences a proceeding to suspend the person's license or privilege to drive because of alcohol or drugs, and the license is in fact suspended for that purpose, then to get the license or privilege to drive reinstated, the person has to go through a screening session for possible counseling. For the motor vehicle proceedings that result in suspensions, it's only required that the person go through a screening session. They do not have to complete any counseling as a result, but they have to go through the screening session. Now, if the license is not suspended through a motor vehicle proceeding, but the person is found guilty in court of DUI, then the court would have to order the person to go through the same type of a screening session. Sometimes the same screening session could be used for both proceedings. It depends on the individual court. Some, for example, Phoenix would say that you could use the screening done for motor vehicle purposes for their court purposes, whereas Chandler says no, you have to go through their separate screening agency. Anyway, the purpose of the screening, at least as it pertains to alcohol, and that's the easiest way to discuss it, is to determine if in fact it appears the person has a problem with alcohol. There are two basic classifications of individuals that would come out of this screening. One is a level 1 offender and one is a level 2 offender. A level 1 offender is somebody that indicates certain behaviors that shows a potential problem with alcohol. What the screeners do is go through the factors that they would use to make this classification, the most important one of which is what is the alcohol level, namely, is it above a 0.15%? And other factors are, has the person gone through a DUI before, been convicted of DUI, and done a screening session before? Do they miss work on a regular basis? These factors would indicate that the person is a level one offender. A level two offender is somebody who does not appear to have a problem. That could be somebody who has a prior case, DUI case, but never done counseling. Or more importantly, in the context of the first case, the current case has an alcohol level less than a 0.15%. The significance of the classification is what happens afterwards if it is guilty in court. Remember again, for motor vehicle proceedings, all you have to do is the screening. But for court purposes, you also have to do any recommended counseling. Now, by counseling, what I mean is there's basically two components to it. One is a 16-hour education program in which the person learns about the dangers of drinking and certainly drinking and driving. That's described as 16 hours of education. For a level 2 offender, the least serious, that is always the requirement, namely 16 hours of alcohol education or drug education. If the person is a level 1 offender, they have to do the 16 hours of education, and in addition to that, they have to do at least 20 hours of treatment. Treatment is generally done as group treatment, several hours at a time, and it has to meet the state requirement of being at least 20 hours of treatment. However, it could be more than that. It could be much more than that. It could be 54 hours or even more than that. And the treatment goes to trying to deal with a problem of possible alcohol or drugs. In terms of the screening can be done telephonically. What the person can do is just call up an agency, and over the telephone, the person can be screened by somebody who's a professional. The education can clearly be done online. It's authorized to be done online. And so nobody has to actually go to any classes to do the education if they're doing it with an agency that permits online counseling, online education. The treatment, that would be up to the agency whether that could be done online or not. There is some question about that, but that would be up to the agency. Otherwise, it would be in office counseling over a period of time. The education in treatment is important for court purposes because if the person doesn't do that as well as doesn't do the screening, then they have to do additional jail time or can be held in contempt of court. So that's why they would have to do it for court. For motor vehicle purposes, the 16 hours of education also may have some meaning. And the reason for that is if the person is found guilty of a first offense regular DUI, they would be ordered to do a vehicle ignition interlock for a period of 1 year. If they had no problems with it after 6 months and had completed both the screening and the 16 hours of education, they are eligible for deferment where they can have it removed for 6 months after they've done the initial 6 months. So for motor vehicle purposes, the education is important as well if the offense is a regular first offense DUI, namely less than a 0.08%. As I said before, the screening can be done by telephonically. In addition, the education can be done telephonically, and in some circumstances, the counseling may be as well. Now, I use a particular agency because they're very good at doing the screening telephonically, as well as the treatment and the education online. The agency is Crosswind Counseling Services, which is run by a psychologist, Dr. Joseph Patterson. I recommend all my clients to him because he does a great job and is very helpful. If you read the transcript of this podcast at the bottom, you'll see his contact information. And I strongly suggest that if you have to do the screening for motor vehicle purposes or the screening and possible counseling for court purposes, that by all means you contact Dr. Patterson. So that is today's podcast, Alcohol and Substance Abuse Screening and Counseling for Arizona DUIs. If you have any questions, please call me.